R.D. Lang. Into the Glaswegian staidness of our psychiatry center, seminar room adoring with trainees, came Ronnie, my namesake Lang, of apostolic hairline and oracular eyes, the slight man who recasts schizophrenia from a chasm to a plateau where its sufferers look down with a terrible status. Author of The Divided Self, his own Scottish childhood barren and cold, his topic that day was birth trauma begun in a defensive brogue.
There are those who accuse me of being an anti-psychiatrist, but in fact nothing could be further from the truth.
Beside him sat Dr. Gordon, late of the UK, whose coal miner build had burrowed to full professorship and could crush Lang with a single blow, whose beefy arm, only 10 minutes into the talk, as the great man began uncontrollably to sob and the rest of us froze in silence, reached out to comfort. "They're there now. It'll be all right." Master of inner self versus outer, Lang shook off the hug and, invoking the patron saint of peaceful birth, Frederick Le Boyer, soldiered on almost an hour.
"What do they grow on the stony soil of Scotland?" goes an old joke.
"They grow men."
Yet here was one such man, from across the stormy Atlantic, showing us that greatness can unravel like 3-ply tissue, to honor an illness people would rather dismiss, and delivering us from illusions of invincible fame with his own full-throated cry.